KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Lots of movie plots involve mismatched buddies. Throw them together, preferably on the road, and funny things are liable to happen. The buddies in Faces, Places are perfectly matched, in spite of an age difference of 55 years, so the things that happen during their wanderings around the French countryside aren't funny in the conventional sense, but they're lovely, surprising, and deeply moving. There's never been a film quite like this one, and you can see it in Santa Monica and the Royal Theater. It's a loose-limbed French-language documentary about a couple of kindred spirits, the photographer and muralist J.R., age 33, and the legendary filmmaker Agnès Varda, age 88. They delight in one another and provide pleasure to people they meet along the way. They do this partly by listening to people's stories and savoring the details. That's a gift that never stops giving. What they also do as co-directors is photograph people inside JR's truck, which is like a photo booth on wheels, and enlarge the photos into black and white murals that unfurl from a big slot in the side of the truck. Then they paste the giant images on houses, barns, walls, trucks, or trains. Instead of defacement, it's a process of facement that gives people a mysteriously enhanced sense of themselves by turning their faces and bodies into instant monuments of heroic proportions. "What can I say?" gasps a woman named Janine. She's just seen herself rampant on the front of a decrepit brick building in the north of France. "Nothing," she manages to finally say, which says everything. She's the last holdout in a row of miners' houses. Everyone else has been evicted, so it's haunting when Janine's face goes up, followed by blown-up photographs of miners long gone or long dead. The old houses seem inhabited once again. The faces are great, but it's the lives the subjects live and the stories they tell that amaze and enchant. A young bell ringer, he's a bell ringer's son, morphs into a madcap athlete as he pulls the ropes that swing the steeple bells that make the music that fills the village. A dairy farmer with principles refuses to burn the horns off her goats, even though her competitors do it, to keep their animals from hurting one another when they fight. The rallying point for the people J.R. and Agnès meet is his photo truck, but the byproduct of the photography is conviviality. Everyone has a good time hanging out. And the most touching part of the film is the friendship that grows between its co-directors. He's tall, she's tiny, she's old, he isn't. And they have a running argument about him hiding behind his shades. Yet these warm and witty artists get each other. They amuse each other, adore each other. Unlikely as it may look, they are the picture of happiness. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.